We tried for one or two additions to the squad. For whatever reasons, that didn't materialise. And obviously, the stuff that happened was one or two players moving on. So the loan window reopens in a few days, so we can revisit one or two of the deals that we were trying to work on to bring through. And, you know, need to say that certainly one of the deals didn't break down on our part. It was just because by the time of the day, the club that we were trying to purchase the player from had switched their phones off, so we couldn't get any sort of dialogue with them in terms of trying to push the deal through.
It is what it is, the transfer window. I suppose you've worked in it all your managerial career, but is it helpful to any of you, really?
Not really. The old way it was working. It just makes it crazy, really, because, you know, you get the last few days and you get certainly to the last day and things just go manic. So it was a late night, but we've put things in place that can be progressed in the future.
Ishmael Miller was one to go out. What was the thinking behind it, Lee? Have you just got enough options up there that you can manage without him?
Yeah, simply that. We feel that the players that we've got up there can give us different things, and that was the sole reason. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing sinister in it. Nothing financially, which will probably get spouted about, which I've quickly found out about this club. It was my decision, and my decision solely.
Did he ask to go, or was it a case that you were just willing to listen to offers?
No, he didn't bang on my door, but he didn't say no to the move either, so everything's fine. It was a decision made by me, and moving forward. Both the decisions of the players going out were 100% made by myself.
If you assess the squad you've got now to the one that you inherited when you walked through the door, how much happier are you with it than the one that you did inherit?
Well, what we feel we have is vibrancy, hunger, young players determined and wanting to give everything in terms of trying to keep the club in the division, play with enthusiasm, but play with athleticism and in a tempo that is required in the Championship.
Is it a big thing that everybody who's here wants to be here? Is that a big thing in the dressing room that sometimes that won't be the case?
Yeah, it's imperative that you've got players in your dressing room that want to be here. We've two of the best bits of business on deadline day was turning down substantial offers for two of our younger players, Dom Telford and Mark Waddington. So that was two crucial parts for me, and that was on my say-so in terms of that spoke to the chairman and the board and told them under no circumstances did I want those players to leave. So they backed me with that one, and we turned down the bids for both of those players.
Because of what's happened with them contractually, do you think that people were alerted and thought, hey, we could get these guys for next to nothing here?
They're not alerted by any contractual situation. They're alerted because they're good players. That's plain and simple. So it doesn't matter what your contract situation is. If you're not a very good player, people won't want you. So it's if you're a good player, people will want you. So they've made the right decision and for me, because from now to the end of the season, they're going to play a lot of first-team football.
How big a boost was that last week when the decision was made that you could include them in your squad?
It was a big boost, but it shows that with dialogue and keep pushing in the right manner, that the chairman's prepared to listen to me as the manager. I kept talking about the situation. I kept telling them how important it could be for now, for the short term, but certainly for the long term. So, and we come to an agreement. So it shows you that with the right dialogue, and if you do it the right way, the chairman's prepared to listen to what me as the manager is trying to do. So, you know, it was a great bit of news when we concluded that late last week to get them back in with the group.
Yeah, it's obvious how much you think of those two in particular, isn't it? That you've got players who can come through the setup here and make an impact, and that's what they're doing.
Well, it's the three of them with young Henry, who I thought was really good last week in his full debut. I'm all for giving youngsters a chance. I'm all for having a relationship with the young local players who've come through the club as young, you know. Those two, Dom and Mark, have been at the club since they were 9 or 10. And there's an affinity with the supporters, and I think it's always important to have some of your own in there. But obviously the key to it all is that they've got to be good enough to do it, and they're good enough to do it.
What are the chances, Lee, of them being here next season, would you say?
Improving with the week. If the more football they play, the more first-team football they play, it'll improve because they'll enjoy being first-team footballers. They'll see what that is and what it entails. Will they want to go to, you know, Premier League clubs and go into their under-21 group? I'm not too sure. So there's a lot of factors as well off the field, which is not my domain. So, but certainly from the footballing side, I'm hoping by the end of the season, they feel like they would like to stay.